You're,
which is okay because I'm not getting up early because I have rehearsal in the afternoon.
You are far more addicted to it than I am.
Yeah. Well, we've actually gotten to the point where Daniel has created his own guild that we are now a part of. And the guild in World of Warcraft is paying homage or homage to one of our favorite podcasters in the entire world.
Who?
And the guild is called...
Who's our favorite podcaster?
The guild is called Minions of the Podfather. It's for Archer.
Big Fatty? Oh.
Yeah. Daniel's requirement for creating the guild was that we honor... Well, he didn't say the word honor, but we honor Archer and Big Fatty in some way. So the guild is called Minions of the Podfather in honor of Archer. And then the officer levels are going to be Big Fatty terms like, you know, train wreck and ruined and things like that. So if any of you out there play World of Warcraft and want to join the basically gay podcasters guild
on the Steamweedle
cartel server, Steamweedle cartel server.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Big Fatty's feeling better, so he's back to his shitty show.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 170 of the BFO for Friday, the 26th of September 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has finally gotten a review of the Biloxi Blues from... Ryan Star Cum Dumpster, and there's some inappropriate touching and some chit-chatting. Oh, Lord, y'all can tell that Big Fatty feels a lot better today. Oh, Lord, thank God. And just in time for, you know, the Biloxi Blues to start up again, and, you know, that's going to wear me out and all the other stuff that's going on this weekend, but that's okay. You won't have to listen to that until Monday. Now, y'all, I want to start off today's show with us playing a little inappropriate touch matching.
That music means only one thing. It's your chance to match what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch.
All right, y'all, the first person to play, try to match what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, is the one and only Super B.
How, I'm going to call and guess what's not on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. I think that that's the way to go, because I'm sure he pretty much has everything. But I bet you there's nothing from Joy Division on his... so there you go.
Well, Super B, even though that was not on my Inappropriate Touch, that's not how the game is played. You have to guess what is on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, like Taylor the Latte Boy tries to do now.
Hey, Larry, it's Taylor the Latte Boy from Pod is My Co-Pilot. I am about 3 or 4 episodes behind on you. I'm trying to play catch up from all of my shows because I just listened to all of the Don't Quit Your Day Jobs. But I wanted to put in for what I think may be on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. So hopefully nobody has said this before me in those 3 or 4 episodes, but I'm going to guess Fancy by Reba McEntire. I just kind of see Big Fatty, you know, talking about the roach crawling across the toe of his high heel shoe. I may be wrong, but if anyway, I don't know. So Fancy by Reba McEntire, that's my official nomination for a song. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, sorry, Taylor, but our last contestant for today is none other than Ryan Star Jones, who called twice.
Hey, okay, it's Ryan Star Heidi Fleiss Jones. This is what I think is on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. And no, listeners, I'm not cheating. I did not see the Inappropriate Touch this weekend. I have a bunch of things. First of all, I think the first thing that's on his Inappropriate Touch is probably... ball sack sweat. You can throw up a little bit in your mouth, Larry, after that. Second thing I think is probably a little lube. And the third thing is maybe a little bit of the piss. Bye.
And then he called back.
I know what else is on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, and that would be a picture of my cock.
Now, if you want to try to guess what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, go over to the LK Today's voicemail number at 206-426-6914 and leave your guess, then check back here and see if you're right.
Lord, y'all, I tell you what, that Ryan Starr, Dumpster Jones. Y'all, I want to talk for a few minutes about some other podcasts because, you know, Big Fatty's kind of been out of the loop here since he was sick earlier in the week. By the way, I'm not having ginger ale today, but I am still burpy. So it's just a natural ginger ale, I guess. There's nothing induced other than induced by fat. There a couple of things that have struck me listening to some podcasts. Number one, y'all, if I never ever hear about Archer falling off the bed while he's getting fucked, it will be too soon. I mean, you talk about vomiting in the back of your mouth. Oh, my God. Thank God it was not on the Ustream. That's all I got to say. But, gee, Manetti, even talking about it. Y'all, I mean, just, you know, maybe we'll have a contest. And, y'all, you know how they have it where in the newspaper you can draw the picture of the turtle? I don't remember what the, or the rabbit, or what it, draw Speedy or whatever. Maybe we should have a contest. Draw Snowflake, and it's a picture of Archer's face as he's getting fucked and falling off the bed when he's getting fucked. Oh, Lord. If you'd like to submit those, I'll be more than happy to post them over at the BFO. So I know there are some creative people out there. I think Eric is a good drawer, and I think Alden over there, who's co-host on the Dubious Intentions, is a good drawer too. Maybe y'all could draw a couple of pictures of that horrible sequence so that it can be preserved in time and we never have to relive it again. Now, y'all, Ryan Starr, Heidi Fleiss, Gefilte Fag Jones, y'all, poor thing, I tell you what, if he has, I thought the first time he said this, it was a mistake. And y'all, this kind of goes into the Friday fuck-ups, but I didn't get enough of the Friday fuck-ups submitted by people to come up with the segment for today. But I'm still asking the podcasters to send me the Friday fuck-ups, even though I noticed that Archer is now including a fuck-up at the end of his show. So, huh, and Auntie Vera said, oh, that's a fuck-up. I should send it to Big Fatty. Did I get it? No, ma'am. No, no. Wake up. Wake up, you shut in. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, God. Ryan Starr Jones. Y'all, he says that the patron saint of the BFO is Tim Cornwall. It's like, you know, might as well call him Tim Cornhole. You know, it's Cornwall. Ryan, work on your speech on pronunciations, okay? Tim Cornwall, not Cornwall or Cornhole or whatever. And then the other thing I was going to talk about was Auntie Vera on one of her recent shows. She talked about how she would plot out all these different things about going on trips and get so excited about going to Disneyland as a child and plan it all out in her head. And she's doing the same thing for her upcoming cruise and all this kind of stuff. Well, y'all, Auntie Vera has made just a breach of security because she is a shut-in with a guarded concrete wall with barbed wire around her house, and she has made a security breach because she has told us that she is going on a Princess cruise. She has told us where it's going and when it's leaving, okay? And that she has a fat ass. Now, that may not be a big help, that last piece, because a lot of people on the Princess Cruises are going to have the fat asses. But we know that Gucci's going with her, and he has the long hair because, you know, she likes the long hair. And Big Fatty likes the long hair, too. But, y'all, I think we should all try to get last-minute bookings on this Princess Cruise, and we will have hunt down Auntie Vera contest on the Princess Cruise. What do you think about that? Anyway, that's not what I was saying, but I think that's a really good idea. So those of you out there on the West Coast especially, Miss Wes, get on it. And anyway, I was talking about Auntie Vera would get excited as a child and all this. Y'all, Big Fatty as a child would get excited about things. I can't tell you the number of Christmases, Christmas Eves, and night before birthdays that Big Fatty, when Big Fatty used to get excited as a child, he would have migraine headaches. And the only way to get rid of it was to vomit. And it was strictly brought on by the excitement and anticipation and everything. So I think that if I were going to actually be on this hunt down Auntie Vera crusade on the Princess Cruise Line that's going to Hawaii in November, and if you're not quite sure of which one it is, just go back over there and listen to her latest show because she gives all the details over there. So y'all can just go on over there. But anyway, yet another thing that Auntie Vera and I have in common. And Miss Wes, I tell you that, Miss Wes, she is just happy as a lark. Have y'all listened to the pep in her step these days? I mean, she's excited now that she's getting some that she's got Phineas Fogg as her new boyfriend. And I think it's just great. I just think it's great. And now, y'all, back to, there are other podcasts that I'm just catching up with, so if I didn't mention yours, I either thought it was fucking boring as hell, or I haven't listened to it yet, and I'll let you decide that. Now, I am now going to take a little time out and play you the review of the Bugsy Blues, as was given by Ryan and Jason from We Like to See It This Way.
Which is late,
and we got yelled at. So, Jason.
Yes.
Thoughts on the Biloxi Blues?
I loved it.
Okay.
You know, I didn't know anything about it, have never seen the movie, never read the play. I enjoyed it. I do have to admit that I was exhausted, so I stayed awake. I did not fall asleep, but I was so I was trying to get into it. You did make us leave. We were seated in the second row, the third row.
Originally. I didn't make you guys leave. That was Kevin and Larry's doing.
Okay, so we're sitting in the third row,
right,
where there was plenty of leg room to stretch out. We're
right,
very close to the stage. And apparently, insert poopy music, the theater overbooked a seat.
Yes.
So when Tim and Ho-Ho came in late, as they were most of the rest of the weekend.
Yes.
They came to, and the lights were going down, the show was getting ready to start, and it turns out that we only had one vacant seat for two people. So everyone got up and left to go to the back of the theater to find a seat where we could stretch out. Well, if I had known about the deliciousness that was going to take its shirt off.
Oh my God.
And the bulging boxers. I mean, I had heard the stories about the wardrobe malfunction
right
earlier in the week, but I didn't quite believe it. I would not have gotten up and left to go to the back of the theater because I kind of had to just, it just took, I mean, it was not cute from the head up.
No.
But
the body on him?
But when he took his shirt off, holy cow.
And I just kept asking Big later in the weekend if I could lick him. I just wanted to lick him once. Oh, that would have been wonderful. But yeah, I love the show too. I had a little issue with the Sergeant Toomey character.
Yeah.
But I exclaimed that to Big on the way back to the cars.
Yeah, that was, I would agree that for me personally, he was the weak link in the production.
Right, but what's his name who played the lead? He was excellent. The two leads, the two Jewish boys. And you know me, I, goddamn Jews. I just love myself a Jewish boy. They were both great. Epstein, he was good as the other Jewish boy, but he wasn't as strong as the main character, I thought. And now, I guess, even though Kevin has already spoken about it, can we talk about Rue McClanahan in the show? Big cast Rue McClanahan as the hooker in the show.
And who knew that she did community theater?
I didn't know either, but she had a weird figure, and Larry was so afraid that she was gonna, we were gonna see Vag. He started slunking in his seat and like trying to avoid looking. Yeah, she was not a pretty hooker.
No, I would not have wanted to have any part of that.
But I thought Big's direction was great. I really did. I thought the sets were pretty decent. I thought, you know, there was not a movement in the show that I said, huh, why did they do it that way?
Yeah.
Like, it all just looked kind of natural.
I enjoyed it.
I really did.
Well, y'all, I'm going to tell you what. That was a very nice review, and I think I've said all I can say about the different characters in the show. That the sergeant was the fourth sergeant that I auditioned for the show, and Rue McClanahan, I needed to cast someone that I could step into the role for should something happen to her. So that is the reason that she got the role as Rowena. And y'all, they talk about Don Carney, the one with the really good body, having an ugly face. Y'all, he's a cutie pie in the face. And, you know, I guess I just see it. I guess I've just seen it so much more than everybody else. But he's a doll baby in every aspect in Big Fatty's eyes. And, you know, it all comes down to Big Fatty's eyes. But, Ryan, it was especially nice to hear you say that that all the movement looked natural and it made sense. And, y'all, that's what, in my opinion, that's what directors are supposed to do, is make it look natural and yet advance the story and tell the story. And it was nice to hear that comment come out. And especially, you know, with you being so winded and all from all that walking of the weekend and everything, I'm just happy that that y'all all enjoyed it. Now, y'all, the weekend is here. And I might just mention that that in that last podcast for Ryan and Jason, Ryan mentioned that he really enjoyed meeting Granny, who is one of the horror group friends of Big Fatty's. And he will not be coming to see the Biloxi Blues. And oh gosh, oh Lord. And he will be playing in a poker tournament. And I don't mean poke her, but poker, like card game tournament, at the Patrick's Pub on Friday evening. But Miss Porta and another member of the horror group are going to come to the Biloxi Blues tonight, Friday night. And so, you know, who knows? We may even let them tell you what they thought about it. Y'all, thank you for putting up with me and my sickness all week long. I appreciate you staying subscribed. I know I made some of you cry this week, and I didn't mean to make you cry. But if sometimes you just got to let it out, and if Big Fatty blowing it out can make you let it out, then God love you. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll be back here on Monday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Meh! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.